It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, here comes a mini-sode of Dumb People Town. Population you. Population JJ, that stands for Jackie Johnson.
That's up? Right, I'm here. My passport is stamped.
Ba-bam.
I am in Dumb
Welcome
People
to town.
Did
Thank
you put
you.
An accent on, or that's part of you? That's your accent.
Yeah, there. It just comes out.
Do you come from a Dumb People Town? I'm not
sort
saying
of.
That's...
I don't want to offend people, but I'm from Garland, Texas, which
oh, yeah.
is, if you've ever seen King of the Hill,
yeah.
that's based in Arland, Texas, which is based
Garland,
on my
Garland,
town.
Oh, Texas. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
A lot of low cinder block houses.
Yes.
And maybe, hey, that's not a lawn. That's just a bunch of dirt.
Yep, but we all stand there drinking our Coors Light at the end of the
Hell
day.
Yeah.
Right
so,
in the koozie.
Look.
In the koozie.
Oh, we got koozies, baby. My dad has an extensive collection.
When we're done, we throw them through that tire swing over there. He's got more koozies than pictures of me.
My dad's favorite koozie says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I love
and
it.
And that's my mantra of life.
There you
so.
Go.
My mantra is, if it ain't broke, then break it.
Hi.
Woohoo. Go ahead. Well, I was just saying it's nice to have Lady Energy on here aside from what DVK brings
Thanks.
Every show.
I try, but it's good to have more support.
Well, you're no stranger to the podcast world. You have a beautiful and wonderful podcast yourself.
That's true. It's called Natribute. It is also on Starburns Audio, baby.
Yeah, baby.
How would you describe that show to people who maybe they haven't heard
I've
it?
I've heard it. I love it.
It is a makeup and skincare podcast from a comedian's perspective.
Yes.
So it's... legit, I mean, but there's legit great stuff that you guys go through.
Oh,
like legit stuff, but
what have we not done, Randy?
But
what have we not done?
I use a lot of products. We told you this. We want to
yeah.
come on because I want to talk about the stuff that
I
men
found
do.
A beard oil that I am obsessed with.
Smells like vanilla.
Oh.
So kind of strippery.
and despair.
No. Vanilla what? And pipe, like pipe tobacco. And my kids love it. And it's awesome, and I'm into it.
What's
and
it called? Don't hold out on us.
Well, I forgot the name of it, which is a bummer because they gave it to us in St. Louis, but I'll find out.
See, I've stayed.
Oh, come on your
well,
show.
Well, you'll come on
you
Natch
have to tune in
and Nat, you'll tell us.
To our episode
Deal.
Of Natch
Butte. I've stayed at this hotel twice in Santa Barbara that has L'Octane. Is that how you say it?
L'Occitane.
L'Occitane.
It's like a body wash, number three.
Yeah. So good.
I cannot find it. I've been to two L'Octane stores, and I cannot find the
Ooh,
number
so
three
Why
body
didn't you just
wash.
Rob the cart?
It is.
Yeah,
it
get
is
in there.
In a little pumping station thing in the shower that's like bolted to
that's
the
That's cool
wall.
Though. It's more economical.
So Dan,
yeah.
next
so
time,
Dan,
what
next
you have
time
to do is bring with empty thing
yes!
and fill it
yes!
up. Fill it up.
Fill right. it up.
Google gobble, Google gobble.
Nope.
One of us. One of us.
All right. We all know the world's getting dumber, or the dumb's getting louder, and dumb's winning. The only way to fight back is through comedy.
Yep. And we have our dumb ears on the ground that send us great stories. And then the three of us, Jackie, you, me, and Jay, we haven't heard this story before. Dan's
yep.
barely heard it. We're going to try and muddle through and figure out what were the decisions that led these people to act so dumb. Are you ready?
I cannot wait. Quite
good.
Damn,
your dog is on the lap and ready to go.
Yes.
Cheers.
Here we go. Sent in by Calabino, Calebino. Would you say that? Calabino?
Maybe.
Calabino at Calabino, Calebino.
Is this like an albino thing?
It's like his name's Caleb
and
he's an albino.
Could be Calebino.
He could be a California albino.
Yeah. Yes.
Dream of California albino.
That was good, guys.
The lyrics are already crazy to that song.
Yeah.
Firstborn unicorn.
Oh!
I'm in a cover band. That's another podcast.
You are?
Really?
Yes, but we do that song.
What's the name of the band?
Tramp Stamps. And we're a late 90s, mid-2000s cover band.
I have all ladies? Jay and I, all ladies?
Oh, no, I'm the only girl.
Oh, no. Jay and I have always wanted to be in a Guess Who cover band called That Too.
Okay.
Why yeah. not?
Dan,
it's never too late. I can help you out.
Please.
Get started.
The problem is we can't sing, nor can we play instruments.
Canadian woman!
Oklahoma City. Authorities say three people were taken into custody. Randy, this could be you. After their junk food craving got the better of them.
I've been in that hole.
There are so many times the two of you are like, let me grab a little snack.
Let me just grab a little.
You've told me so many times, you're like, the snacking I do at my house has to cut down.
And I can't cut it down.
I've done it. I've cut it down in the last
every
week.
Time
I've lost 4 pounds.
Every time I say, let me grab a little snack, it is basically me just saying, let me show you how little self-control I have.
If you handed me a bag of baked Ruffles, there's no human way I wouldn't finish it.
Really?
Under zero circumstances would I not finish the biggest bag.
I used to be obsessed with the baked Cheetos.
Oh, the best. All of it's the best.
And I'm like, oh, it's half
do you have
the
like
thing.
Oh, I don't even open a tin of hummus around me. It's gone.
Gone.
Really?
I know it's supposed to be for sharing. It's a solo act with Jackie J.
Going.
The whole thing.
Jackie J, you get your hummus in a tin?
Yeah, I couldn't think of the right word.
A tub.
The whole tub is gone.
I love that it's like, I imagine like an old-timey anchovy thing where you put the key in it and unfurl the top.
It's like they used to keep the coffee and then they made hummus.
I only eat old-timey.
It's like
hummus.
Kevin Meaney's old bit. Let's go down to the old boatyards. The old hummus tins are coming.
No, but he was talking about New York cheesecake at a
restaurant. Real imported New York cheesecake. Right. Cheesecake boats coming, we'll party tonight.
I think y'all can sing.
Oh, they can sing. Yeah, they can sing. Come on. I wanted to ask you, what was your hummus flavor?
Oh, roasted red pepper. Yeah. Come on,
if I'm at a restaurant and they serve their hummus with tortilla chips, I leave. You guys are just lying to people.
Because you need the bread of it all.
Dude, baby, our baby carrot meat.
Oh, yes. Cucumber.
If you're trying to be healthy.
Done.
A crudité.
Why
not?
Thank you.
So, authorities say three people were taken into custody after their junk food craving got the better of them. Around 4:30 a.m.
Of course.
Don't be out.
Jeez, that's
do not
late.
Be out.
Go to bed.
Yes.
Right.
You don't need that meal at that hour.
Right.
No.
Unless you're working third shift, do not be out. Mm-hmm. Around 4:30 a.m. on December 20th, officers were called to Southwest 36th Street and Meta Avenue. So this is very heady. Following a reported armed robbery.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. When officers arrived at the scene, they met a man that said he'd been texting a woman he met through the Meet Me app. I've never even heard of this.
That's not a thing.
Meet Me is not a thing?
Meet Me.
Don't you feel like it's either super new or predates Tinder by like 3 years?
This to me.
It was Meet Me and MySpace came out at the same time.
So now I'm imagining this guy, cops roll up, sirens gun.
I'm going into my app store to see if I can find Meet Me.
Cops roll up, sirens blaring, they turn off the sirens, they come out of the car. He comes in hotter than...
I met this woman on Meet Me. Though, we haven't asked you anything
this
yet.
This is like hotter than like Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids, her first speech. Like he just comes in and is like, she told me she was going to meet me here. We're on Meet Me. And cops are like, whoa, we haven't asked you anything yet. Just come in. She told me.
I've never done an app dating. Jackie, you've been in a
relationship
with a beautiful man forever.
I missed that
and
whole culture.
Married,
I'm
right?
so lame. I did try eHarmony once.
Yeah.
And it was bad. No, I'm sorry, not eHarmony. I did Match.
Match.
And it was bad.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is to give you a match and you put what you want, but anyone can message you.
Right.
And I'm like, excuse me, I didn't say I wanted to date people that live in other states.
I was shopping for avocados. I don't want a kumquat.
So I have no clue when Meet Me came about. It is a thing.
It is an app.
What does it say about it?
What's its star rating?
Exactly. What's it? How many?
What does its icon look like?
Four stars. It looks like
a little smiley face blurb.
Like, yeah,
like a ghost
trying to play on Snapchat.
It looks like that ghost from like the Nintendo game.
Ooh yeah,
yeah.
The little Boo ghost.
Yeah, the Boo ghost.
Okay, here we go.
is that its real name?
Boo ghost.
All right, Jay. What's it say?
Meet Me helps you find new people nearby.
Uh huh.
Who share your interests and want to chat now! Exclamation.
Well, see, Jackie would be on board because of the nearby. She was sick of the non-nearby
people. I don't
want
to meet someone in another
state.
Right. It's
fun. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get dinner.
Also, guys, keep
friendly
in mind.
Friendly and free.
The cops showed up five days before Christmas. I know it's nesting season for people. They want to be in relationships.
I noticed that, too.
Yes.
It adds another layer of sadness.
You want
5 days before Christmas, 4:30 in the morning to meet up with a girl he met on Meet Me.
He's on break.
Meet Me sounds like straight Grindr. Because isn't that the whole point of Grindr is like people that are close to you?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know
that's
either.
That's M-E-A-T. By the way, if you're if you're laying
Jason.
On a couch and you don't want to get up and your friend's over by the cooler, you're like, beer me.
Yeah.
And they throw you a beer you catch it. You're like, meet me. Throw me a dick.
Now listen to this.
Or a vagina.
Throw me the meat.
Here's where he got suspicious, or he should have got suspicious, yeah. I should say.
The cop or the dude?
The dude. First of all, it's 4:30 in the morning, 5 days before Christmas, yeah, and the girl says to him, let's meet up. We've met on Meet Me.
Sure.
Obviously, we're both aces.
I would like to meet you.
Right. He said that they were planning to meet up, and she asked him to bring.
Excuse me, she asked him.
To bring 2 bags of Sour Patch Kids candy, ooh, 2 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Jackie and a approves. Bottle of Pepsi.
There you go.
Now, this is a classy lady.
I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Or person.
There's probably a convenience store close to you that you could have gotten all those things for yourself.
But she wants him to bring it.
Bring it.
I say this.
It's a test. It's a relationship test.
This, exactly.
How committed are you to this
meeting relationship? And it is pass-fail, because it either means
you either bring it or you don't.
You either delete that app and be like, these are full of garbage people, or you have met the person of your dreams.
And if that person shows up with Takis, you kick him in the face.
I'm telling you, though, this is, you have to set a strong foundation in a relationship, and you're already playing games this early.
It is game plan.
I love that. I love that Jackie's on brand. Even in this, she's talking about a strong foundation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right on brand.
I'm looking for love, baby. I'm looking for love.
I'm looking for a little bit of rouge.
I'm trying to help out those ladies out there. Okay. I watch a lot of Millionaire Matchmaker.
I know
how to get a man.
Jay's favorite thing about
Millionaire Matchmaker is she'll look at a group of people in a casting session for a millionaire.
She's like, you're too fat. You have a horse face. You're ugly. You're short. You should be a man. You have man hands. You're a dick.
All down the line, and then someone's like, but are you married? And she'll just be like,
what do they say?
In a relationship.
Those who can't do teach.
There you go.
Dude, those who can't.
She get bang, someone says the most. Make. They don't even cut her down. They're just like, are you married?
Are you married?
She's like, I have a very demanding job. Shut up, Patty. You shut your mouth.
Patty needs to get on Meet Me. Maybe then she'd have a chance.
You want to know my first red flag would be with this girl?
What?
2 bags of Sour Patch Kids, 2 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. She does not like to share.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She wants one for her and one for me. Why can't we share? I'll get the king size. I'll get family size.
I don't want your grubby hand. I don't know where you're going to be.
It's very intimate.
One bottle of Pepsi, but one bottle of Pepsi, which is also
weird. But the 2 liter? Or like the...
No, it doesn't say.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's maybe the European 1 liter.
Guys, imagine if any of us lived with a roommate and... They were. Where are you going, man? It's like 4:30 in the morning. Going to
I gotta go get Cheetos.
For what?
Cheetos. Yeah, I gotta get Cheetos.
Flaming hot Cheetos.
Jackie, get in here. You gotta hear this.
Guys, let me go, please.
Time is it? You tell me what time it is.
4:30. Cheetos and what else?
Cheetos, Sour Patch Kids, and a bottle of Pepsi.
Guys, shut up! It's so late.
Is it 2 liter?
I don't know.
You guys shut up. I gotta go to sleep.
I'm telling these guys to shut up.
How are you up right now?
Because I gotta go get Cheetos and Sour Patch.
We all wanted to live in a loft, Jay. Yeah. And if you wanted to sleep, do it on your own time. This is everybody's time.
This is the communal space. Yeah. The kitchen is the communal space.
Hashtag loft living.
So wait, you're going to meet up with a buddy?
No, meeting up with a girl that I met on Meet Me.
How many times have y'all gone out?
This is the first time and we're on Meet
Me.
This is the first time you've met?
At 4:30 in the morning. You got to start somewhere.
And what are you bringing?
Cheetos.
Sour?
Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Where are you
going
to go after the chips and the Sour Patch?
Probably to go somewhere to shit all of this stuff out.
She's going to go. You're going to say, how can you eat this at this hour? And she's going to say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And she means
5
a.m.
That's what she's talking
about. When the victim arrived at the address the woman gave him, the affidavit states that 2 men with bandanas covering their faces pushed him to the ground and held him down at gunpoint.
So they were on the other end of Meet Me?
While being held at gunpoint,
he catfished.
The victim says the men demanded the junk food and his wallet.
Oh.
And I would have been like, is Sarah here?
It's sort of like To Catch a Predator, but like To Catch the junk food.
Is she coming?
According to the arrest affidavit, the victim, this is my favorite part of
this
story.
This is a Meet Me catfish, but it's not a full catfish. It's kind of like
a robbery catfish.
Here comes my favorite part.
Like a crappie.
Of this story. The victim, so they said, hey, motherfucker. Give us them Sour Patch Kids.
Get on the ground.
Did you order Cheetos? Yeah. Okay, he wants Cheetos. Did you bring that Pepsi? Okay, and we want your wallet.
Yeah.
And then they pushed him down. The victim asked if he could keep his wallet and just give them the $150 cash he had, and they agreed. Imagine that conversation.
I know somebody who's done that.
Really?
And it worked?
Yeah. During gunpoint, was like, can I keep my wallet?
And I'll give you all the cash.
I'll give you the credit card. I'll give you whatever
you want. That's balls. I'm telling you.
I mean, that is just a per. Like, he's a guy who is not afraid and not, you know, unwilling to go out and buy junk food late at night to go meet somebody. But the hassle of canceling a credit card and getting a new driver's
license. Too much.
Also, one of these guys, if not both of them, now hands are full with all of this stuff. And then they had to be like, let us talk about it for just a second.
Crackle, crackle, crackle.
Well, they probably didn't want to have to deal with the cards and everything, too. I mean, don't we all just want cash?
Yes. When officers arrived at the robbery scene, they couldn't believe what they saw.
What do you mean they couldn't believe
it? That's what I thought, too.
It's 4:30 in the morning and you've been called somewhere.
Naked, covered in, like
man
Cheeto.
Having sex with alligator is, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
As if a scene from Hansel and Gretel. Officers found flaming hot Cheetos leading up to the front door of a home near where the address was.
Stop.
It had been raining and misting the entire night, and the Cheetos in the front yard were still crisp.
This is why Cheetos are bad for you. Cheetos are so bad for you, you cannot digest
them. Criminals cannot use Cheetos. You will leave a trail.
It's like Joey Coco Diaz on our show a few weeks ago. He was saying he did a heist in the snow.
Right.
And he walked all the way back to his house.
Exactly. Next sentence. There appeared to be fresh, wet footprints leading up to the front door. So they had this guy go to address. He gets there. They tackle him, let him keep his wallet, take everything else. And then they decide to run away, eating
Cheetos as they go, dropping them as they go,
and leaving
tracks.
We
call those clues.
Who doesn't drive to the robbery? I mean, there's your thing right now. Footprints to a car doesn't tell you anything.
Nope.
Footprints to a front door, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe they didn't want the plate.
I love that they were like, the Cheetos were still crispy. Did a cop eat them?
Someone had to pick it up.
Oh, these are still
like,
good,
guys. Still good.
These are still good.
And they just like, they put, like, use the tongs that they put for an evidence thing.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just like pick
Flaming
them up.
Hot Cheetos, by the way, are a color of orange that, like,
very saturated.
Just not found in the natural world.
Trumpian.
Did you see
Not in the Natch Butte world.
Katy Perry went as a Flaming Hot Cheeto for Halloween a couple years ago.
No.
And she was,
it was a legit costume.
Yeah.
It was a legit costume.
She's funny, by the way. She went in red face.
When officers knocked on the door that they had been led to.
No. Have you ever watched the original Peter Pan movie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
The song "What Makes the Red Man Red."
It's not okay.
That is unbelievable.
Not okay.
In that scene, also kids smoking a peace pipe.
Yeah, nothing wrong. Go ahead.
When officers knocked on the door, the report states they could see some of the stolen items in plain view.
Yeah, of course.
So these guys
also thought they were home free.
Do you want us to close? Should we close the shades?
No.
It's raining out.
What's
Who's going to come
happen?
Here?
Yeah.
Arrested by authorities were a 17-year-old girl and two other men. So they really had a girl accomplice.
So there was a girl
there.
She
is like to catch a predator.
She is on
me. She needed to be there to set up the profile.
Because
God knows you can't get a woman's picture off the internet and prepare.
How funny is it that normally Flaming Hot Cheetos is the bait, but she was the bait for the booty, which was...
Right.
I'm
going to ask you guys now, based off the stolen items... The fact that they felt they needed a girl to actually help them pull this off, or maybe she was the ringleader.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
How old are the two men? They are the same age.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Now, Jackie, you are a guest.
Yeah.
You can go first.
Okay, I want to go first.
Okay.
Okay, so... Like we were talking about, they didn't drive. That
She's
might be
17.
A clue.
Just keep that in
okay.
the mix.
Okay. I think they're 16.
16
years old.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. Yep.
Jay.
These are 27-year-old men.
Oh, interesting.
27-year-old men.
10 years older.
I think they're 21.
21 from
Randy Sklar. And 17 to 21 feels like an ocean of gap, for sure. Right there. Like, they're
Those
21.
Snacks alone. I mean, I can't eat that shit.
I can't eat that either, but a 21-year-old could still wolf that
yes.
down.
Your dog just looked at me right now and was like, gave me a look like, bitch, please.
Yeah,
yeah, she has a confidence that's astounding for her size.
It is
Me too.
And mental capacity.
Like, she looked at me and I said 27 years old, and she was like, bitch, please.
Okay, here we go. So, Jackie, you said
16.
Jason said
27.
I said 21.
$1, Bob.
Nope. It's not going over.
Kidding.
It's as close as you can get.
I will tell you first that their names are Austin Badgett.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not the bread.
B-A-D-G-E-T. Wait.
Badgett.
How bad does that get?
And Dylan Buxton.
Of course, it's Dylan and Austin.
Dylan, wait, sounds like a Disney show.
Right? Are these the twins from Suite Life with Zach?
Dylan
and
Austin sounds like a Disney show, or it sounds like your two cousins that you have to take care of that you hate.
Yep.
Well, guys,
someone's got to watch Dylan and Austin while we go out to dinner.
But I just watched them.
I'm going to tell you their age, and then I'm going to show you what they look like, and I cannot wait for you guys to see Austin and Dylan, Dylan.
And if you at home want to see them, you got to join the Facebook page.
We'll post these up on the Facebook page.
Of course we will.
Page.
All right, get your guesses in, because Austin Baguette and Dylan Buxton are 20 years old.
Oh! Who won?
Andy.
And 21.
These two princes.
Oh, my God. They are.
That man does not look 20.
By the way, the feathered hair of, and I don't know if that's Austin or Dylan.
I think it's Dylan.
He's kind of got a feather rocking, right? A feathered
hair. Very 70s.
Or very 80s. Like, he definitely was like the guy who smoked but also played on the soccer team. And
yes.
You're like, how does he have this much
lung capacity? His own Camaro after his dad left.
I look at both of them and I'm like,
did you say after his dad died?
Left. Either way.
I look at these guys and I say, your moms and dads were brother and sister with each other. Like, that's the only way you look like that. Like, that's the only way you
are brother and sister with each other?
Yeah.
Dad,
brother, married mom, sister. It happened twice, and this is the result.
Do you think the two of them argued, like, well, we have to have a girl do it because I'm not texting a dude. I'm not gay.
Of course. 100%.
Like, God damn it, Dylan. Put that bandana over your shoulder.
Shut up, Austin.
And she was like, I'll do it, but I'm going to need some cheese.
All right, we'll get it. Dylan,
shut up, Austin.
Dylan, put the thing over your mouth.
I'm doing it.
Dylan, don't start eating till we get to the house.
Shut up. I've got my bandana on.
Did you drop all my Cheetos all over the fucking ground?
This is how many coming
Cheetos. This is open. This bag is open.
This is how many coming at Cheetos.
Shut up, Austin.
You shut up, Dylan.
Just they argued the whole.
The whole.
Should have taken that wallet. I told you I need a wallet.
Shut up. Should we put the shades down? You shut up.
They don't give the 17-year-old girl's name because she's 17, but it's got to be Haley.
Or Brittany.
Haley or Brittany. Haley or Brittany. There you go.
Do you think their mother or their sister-brother parents were awake for this? Or do you think they were
They weren't
upstairs?
Even in the home.
They're out. They're out.
They're at a family reunion of the same family.
4:30 somewhere.
But their parents were drinking together wherever they were.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, they were drinking through those entire pregnancies. All right, well, there you go. There's
a little snack to get you through the weekend and check out.
Oh, sorry.
Have y'all ever looked up these people on Facebook?
No. Well, some people have joined our Facebook page. So we have the Dumb People Talk Facebook page.
Community.
And there are people who, so if they're out there,
Dylan and Austin, join the community.
Love to hear your side of the story. Willing to listen.
Hear it. We're willing to listen. Come to the Dumb People Talk Facebook page.
If you want more Jackie Johnson, check out Natch Butte. Follow her on Twitter.
Yep, @Jackie_Michelle. And you can follow @NashBute on Instagram.
Nice.
Great, great show. And if maybe we'll come do it. I want to come and do it so badly.
Okay, it's done. I didn't know if y'all would want to come.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we all want to.
I'm all about the facial products.
It's done.
There you go. Oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.